Do you rap?
And I looked at him with the straightest face and I said, I did. Before the accident. And the kid was like speechless.
And that's where Pat McGee and I come in. We hope to be the motivation to get you going in the morning, no matter what you do, what your talents are. So you do you, boo, and we'll do us. For news, weather, sports, and more. TTO, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted, mornings just after 8 o'clock.
The only rapping she does starts with a W.
Which is totally not true. I can so rap. I could rap this whole newscast. I could rap this whole promo out. But like, that's probably enough, yeah.
Hi, this is Gracie Palmer. When you need to protect your investment, stop by and see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Walsh, Springfield, and Lamar. Whether those investments are your crops, farms, automobiles, or homes, Golden Plains Insurance is here for you, and they are dedicated to being your advocate, not just your insurance agent. Give my dad, Nick, and his staff a call today at 336-8292 and feel truly protected. Once again, give my dad a call at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And of course, AM 920, KLMR, Lamar as well. Welcome along, southeastern Colorado. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance. Pat McGee here, Lauren Adams over there from Arkansas Valley Seeds. What's new, young man? What's going on?
Oh, boy, we are just, I think we're done drinking out of a fire hose over there. We've had tons of people coming in and needing seed products and doing custom blends. And, man, I am learning so much about how to do these blends and what seed products are effective in different areas and how to put these blends together so that we can, provide a great blend for an ag professional for whatever their goals are.
Right.
And, boy, Tony Davis, he's the manager over there, has been a tremendous mentor and guiding me along as I learn about this. And, of course, we're going to be transitioning kind of from the spring stuff. We're going to move into kind of some of the summer seeds, the sorghum and the millets and things like that. So there's, going to be a little bit of a dip, and then we'll be right back in the middle of it. In fact, I'm as soon as we finish the show today, I'm getting in the car and heading to Amarillo, Texas. Talking to some people out there about our turf grasses and our wildflowers, and as well as looking at maybe a couple potential dealers along the way that can handle some of our
very good. So
stock
missions. Yeah, you're moving right along. Put some miles on.
Busy time. But today we have got Ed Eidler from Air Care. And as you'll learn through this program, Ed is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, and just a joy to be around. And so how this kind of came up, Ed is a customer of ours, and he does pick up seeds from us, and he deals those out in the Lamar area. And we've had a couple conversations about it's so neat to watch those planes and do what they do. You know, you watch them, you think they're going to just nosedive right into the dirt, and then they just level off and do their thing and back up into the sky. It's fun to watch. But they're performing a function. They're not there for my entertainment. We've had those conversations with Ed. So, yeah. Ed, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into Air Care, and what you do for Air Care, and then we'll get into the action.
Pull that microphone up a little closer to you right there. Just talk right into that, and you'll be good to go. Okay.
I've been in the agriculture business all my life. I was born and raised on the farm, and totally involved. Been in the aerial and ground spraying business for probably 30 years all in all, but finally wound up with the Tynes family there in Lamar, and I wish I'd have been there long time ago. Yeah. They're a great family to work
for. I feel the same way about Ark Valley Seeds.
I've known them since the 70s, and they're just a fine, great family.
That's wonderful.
And
We were talking a little bit off mic about how awesome it is to be able to work with a group of people that communicates well with each other, leaves everything on the table for everybody to see.
Exactly. I mean, it's pretty unique. You got to... an arrangement that way. Everybody's got everybody covered. Yeah. Everybody knows what's going on, when it's going on. So that makes a good work environment for everyone.
Yeah, keeps the customer safe and satisfied.
Exactly.
You bet. So when you guys do aerial applications, what do you apply when you're doing that? Now, I know you do everything from seeds to weeds to fertilizers, probably. You know, exactly. Enlighten us on that. How does
exactly.
that work?
You know, a lot of herbicides, a lot of pesticides, dry fertilizer, we can apply that.
Yeah.
Probably the maximum rate we do there is like 150 pounds to the acre out of the airplane.
Okay.
Because that's pretty bulky stuff, and, yeah. you know, it's a lot of
loading. And it's just
time.
The granules, you load it on, yeah, and you exactly. just basically have a, like, a broadcast spreader coming out of the bottom
yeah,
of the plane,
exactly.
and it just lands that
and,
stuff right
we
on
we calibrate that to 150 pounds application. And
wow.
It's kind of interesting there, because
sure.
the calibration, you drop the gate and count 5 seconds, and that's 1 acre in 5 seconds that has been applied.
That's
so,
amazing.
So,
yeah.
Just on the dry side. We also do quite a bit of liquid fertilizer, too,
okay.
on alfalfa, foliar feeds, you know, cover crops on corn. One thing unique about the airplanes, if we do get a weather event and it's, you know, a wet sister, wet time, a lot of the guys with ground rigs are not able to go out there and perform the functions they need to.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And that's when they call on us to go mm-hmm. out.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what makes an ag producer make the choice to not use the ground spray rigs and those applications and then give you a call? Because
well,
it's got the dollars have to make sense, right, Pat?
Yeah,
so,
exactly, yes.
How do they make
you know,
that
exactly,
call?
If we get a wet weather event or something, they don't want to go out there and track their fields, or maybe they cannot even
just because of the mud.
Go through the mud yeah. with their mm-hmm. ground rigs. So, you know, here we come, fly over, and we don't leave you any tracks, and we can still perform the
right.
exact same yeah. application.
Maybe a little smoke there. Screen. What does that smoke do?
Smoke, that's kind of, glad you asked that question. You yeah. know, a lot of people probably seeing think, well, that airplane's going to crash. Well,
yeah.
that's not the case. The pilots use that. They've got oilers on the aircrafts.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, if the wind is marginal, depending on the chemical they're using, yeah. they'll put their smoker on and make a pass to see which direction the wind's
I see.
Moving.
So that's going to keep that product from going on your neighbor's
for safety
field.
Of the chemical yeah. application. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, we don't want to be off target in anything we do.
Sure. So, How do you select the pilots to do that? Man, these guys have got to be just some of the bravest people to be able to handle that.
Well, the Tynes...
Maybe a bit crazy?
The Tynes families trained a lot of people, and we've taken on quite a few pilots, too, that
yeah.
Are actually partnershiped in the business. And it's, you know, we've got great pilots through and through.
Yeah.
For them,
how does a person learn to do this? Is
well,
there, is,
it's a pretty lengthy deal.
Yeah.
I think they've got to have at least 400 hours of flight time. They've
okay.
got to go through a loading, chemical loading situation
right.
for so many hours before they're introduced to,
yeah.
to crawl on the plane and go pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember being in the military years ago and watching aircraft do touch and goes, what they would call touch and goes. They would just go
exactly.
land and take off. But... it seems to me that the level of skill that you would need to do that would be right on top. So these people are probably some very highly qualified people.
Very, very highly.
Yeah. And so what is the cost difference between doing a ground application as opposed to having a company like yourself do an aerial application?
Well, aerial, probably the biggest pricing option on our deal is just the cost of fuel.
Really?
But, you know, we can spray so many more acres in the ground rig, or we can compare with the ground rig.
Okay.
But usually we're out there spraying the same chemicals as the ground rigs are also.
You're okay. just able to cover much more area
yeah.
Yeah.
much
exactly.
much quicker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a friend many years ago, and it's the topic is there, it's on. He had a dozer business, and he would level properties for construction. And he always felt like he was competing with the backhoe fellows. Because the backhoe fellas was, for let's sake of an argument, $100 an hour. Well, the dozer guy charged $200 an hour, but he was able to do three times the work in half the time because of the equipment. And so sometimes it was tough to, you know, justify that cost to the end customer to make him realize, you know, in the end, you're really going to save money because we can cover so much area so much faster. Is it a similar thing with the aerial
applications? Pretty much is. You know, one unique thing, too, about the aerial business, and there's big runs. You know, the first run we're looking at now is Weevil and Alfalfa, followed up by probably a rust run in the wheat. Mm-hmm. These pilots are unique because if they get behind, they call in help from somewhere else that doesn't have a problem, and they work together very well.
I see.
And we'll hop in a plane and go to them, or they'll come to us one way or other, and it just makes it that easier, much more easier for us to cover the acres we need to cover.
It sounds like it's kind of a tight community, even though you might be competitors in business, you'll help each other out.
Oklahoma, yeah. Illinois, we've got pilots in Illinois. We get behind here, they come, and that's awesome.
Yeah, they all pitch in and help you out.
As far as air care, we're structurally out of Lamar. We do have a Rocky Mountain Ag over in the San Luis Valley also.
Oh, okay.
We do all the potatoes and hay and barley and wheat over there. But we're structured where we can be about anywhere. You know, the valley would probably be like an hour and a half from home. But in Kansas is big for us, we can be anywhere 30, 45 minutes to back up other airplanes.
That's terrific.
So, I mean, it's a win-win.
So it's probably a pretty organized effort to coordinate all of that.
It takes a bunch.
So what does that look like? I mean, because that just seems like, organizing an airport with, you know.
We pretty much got pilots dedicated to certain areas. And then if they get behind or get acres turned in, then we can make the move to go with another airplane their direction.
That's terrific. That's right. What? How is has COVID hurt you guys at all?
You know, it really hasn't.
No,
we've all been to work since it started, we have had a little COVID at the airport.
Mm. Yeah.
But,
yeah,
they've gotten over that, and everybody's good. So
wonderful. Glad to hear it because you're in an airplane by yourself for the most part, so I don't think I have to worry about social distancing. So that's good news. So, Ed, how did you come to know about us here at Arkansas Valley Seeds? And talk a little bit about that relationship.
Arkansas Valley Seeds, Lauren and I have been involved with for probably 40 years.
Have you?
Actually, when I was involved with Sure Crop Care, Lyndon Gill and Wiley, I was using you guys as seed at that point in time, and I just never gave up.
Yeah.
He's always been there for me.
Well, and there's been a... not much turnover in the last 40 years, has there?
Well, you did get rid of the Rocky Ford deal for a while.
Yeah, that went away for a minute. Then we had Ron Nava there, and he's kind of our patriarch there, and we miss him terribly. But he's I know a lot of people still come in and they miss him so much because he's just such a delightful guy.
He was a great fellow.
Hopefully we can carry on that tradition of service, Tony and I, and we're really doing our best to try to maintain that legacy over there.
You're running on the top of the line over there, I think.
Well, I appreciate that. So, what do you see the future of aerial agriculture? Do you see anything new coming on the horizon there?
Well, you know, I think we're pretty stable all in all. Farmers are going to farm. Crops are going to be needed to be sprayed, and it's going to have fertilizer.
So there's no emerging technologies.
You think about the drones coming in or something like that.
But,
and they could possibly somewhere down the line, but I don't think that's anything to be afraid of at this point.
Yeah, you would just transition and move with the market and move it how it goes. Yeah.
Someone still have to fly it.
Yeah.
If it's moving through the air, someone's still going to have to fly it.
And buy the chemical.
yes, indeed, and load it up. So. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on AM 1400, KBLJ, AM 920, KLMR. Lauren Adams with us. Talk a bit real quick before we get into our break about Arkansas Valley Seeds, your store there in Rocky Ford.
Right, yes. Yeah. Well, Tony and I are dedicated to helping the individual farmer, rancher, any ag professional with getting the seed products you need. So if you have an issue, if you know you need seeds, come and talk to us because we've got the knowledge, the experience, and the background to really help you out. You can point and click and buy a product, but it'd be better to talk with us because we know what's going to work best in some situations. So that relationship is vitally important. 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford is where we're located. Come in and talk to us. Sign up and win that 92.1 pounds of cash.
That's right. We've got that going on with our sister station.
And we also have a giveaway from the Coffee Bake Project going on where you can enter to win a really cool cooler over there. And, Love to talk with you about the Coffee Break Project. Or the phone number there is 719-254-7469.
There you go. Get on down there. Arkansas Valley Seeds in Rocky Ford. We'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. Thanks for joining us today on our show. Stick around. We'll be right back with more.
Hi, this is Gracie Palmer. When you need to protect your investment, stop by and see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Wallace, Springfield, and Lamar. Whether those investments are your crops, farms, automobiles, or homes, Golden Plains Insurance is here for you, and they are dedicated to being your advocate, not just your insurance agent. Give my dad, Nick, and his staff a call today at 336-8292 and feel truly protected. Once again, give my dad a call at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
I'm Ann Boswell, News Director at AM 1400 KBLJ, and you know what my favorite toy was as a child? It was a tape recorder. I enjoyed talking to people, getting their stories, and playing them back. I'm doing that today, and I'm doing that for you, here, on your local hometown station. I want to make sure I bring you the news that is important to you, like crime and justice news.
Two pursuits within 5 days, a search warrant on four different residents within the town of Los Animas.
Health and safety.
But if we continue to see them decrease daily, we're going to get there sooner than later.
Legislative and legal news.
Mixed messages from local, state, from the governor's office, from the state public health department.
Pandemic has turned the Open Records Act and the Sunshine Law on its head.
All the news that's important to you. Your most trusted news source is News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. We are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and, of course, Arkansas Valley Seeds. Welcome along. Hey, Ed, we've been talking about all kinds of different things here with crop dusting, aerial applications, and whatnot. You know, a lot of folks are familiar, many are, with Skyriders. You know, and you're not a sky rider, even though I've heard people say that when they've seen you drop down again and leave that smoke trail. And that smoke trail does have a very significant purpose. I mean, right. You're not just, you know, cleaning out anything or, you know, trying to do that. That has a real purpose.
It's not a problem at all. What the pilot is doing is providing a barrier to check wind direction, depending on the chemicals that you use. Just for the safety of the application of chemicals.
They want to make sure they know where it's going to go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We don't want no misapplications whatsoever.
Right.
So that's why we do that.
Now, these airplanes that are used for an aerial application of anything, and I mean, you know, commonly people call it crop dusting. That's basically what it is. These aren't just your normal, I'm going to say, run-of-the-mill airplane that a hobbyist is going to have out here at the airport or anything like that, are they?
No, they're not. We're flying ag tractors and some thrushes. 502s is pretty much the size of them. They will carry about 500 gallons of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, you know, water only weighs 8.34 pounds. So I tell the pilots, because I'm in the fertilizer end of it too, if it's fertilizer, know your weights before you take off.
Because
some of that fertilizer can weigh over 11 pounds. And that's significant for a pilot to know that.
Yeah. You want to know what you're carrying, what your load is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I think mostly them airplanes are roughly 750 horse turbines is what they are.
That's crazy power. Mm-hmm.
And it's all prop power, of course. It's all prop power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine the adrenaline rush it would be to be able to do that. It just looks like it would be so much fun. But not much room for error.
No.
Yeah, we talked a little bit off mic about some of the situations that can come about that. Yeah, of course, you know, I'm
always bragging about my boy Nathan. He's a lineman. Mm-hmm. And kind of the same thing. There's not many second chances to make a mistake in that field. You really need to be on top of the safety end of things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. But these planes, I mean, they are specifically built. They are purpose-built for this job.
For crop dusting, exactly. Right.
Now, I've seen both, you know, single-wing monoplanes. I've seen, you know, the biplanes, double-wing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that like a pilot preference, or are they geared for a different type of job?
Good question. Yeah. It's pretty much the same job. You know, you get your Wagcats, they was bi-winged.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just got a lot of lift to them.
Which I can see where you want a lot of lift and a lot of horsepower in this business.
I don't think they're near the horsepower what these turbines are.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, most common planes are these ag air tractors.
Yeah.
And
are they a mono wing, a single wing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never heard the term air tractor, but that sure fits, doesn't
it?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be too small of a plot of land to try to use an aerial application?
We've done as low as 3-acre plot or fields, you know.
Okay.
Really?
And
you know, you got a $500,000 airplane out there doing 3 acres, but, you know, every acre is important, too.
You bet it is.
You know, and you do that for the customers. You take care of all their needs.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking off mic about the importance of having relationships with your customers over time, and you build that trust over time. And sometimes in my end, a seed product might be a little more expensive, but we're so confident that higher cost seed product is gonna provide you with more tonnage or more palatability or more nutrition for whatever your end goal is. And I'm sure it's similar in your industry that, you know, sometimes it costs a little bit more to spend that money, but we know that extra expense in the front is really going to pay off.
Exactly. And, you know, even in my case, some instances, I'll go look at a field that's got a weed problem, and, you know, maybe they've mowed the weed off. Well, if you mow the weed, where's the foliage to uptake the application of chemical to kill the plant?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll recommend, you know, I wouldn't throw no more money at it, you know.
Yeah.
The plant's hardened off. It's not going to uptake. We're not going to do a good job of killing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have that green there to get the get the weed killer on, if you will.
Absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's where your knowledge and your experience to convey that to the customer is so vital. And you know, and over time, people understand that you have their best needs in mind, and they're a little more apt to listen to your suggestions because, you know, the knee jerk reaction is, well, you're trying to upsell me to a better product, or you're trying to make a better commission.
There's a time to sell and there's a time not to sell.
Amen.
That's where I feel.
Amen.
I don't want to go out there and tell somebody, well, this is what you got to do, and it's totally against the
something
principles.
Is not going to work, right?
Exactly.
You want the results as much as the customer does.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you mentioned seeding earlier. I had no idea they did seeding this way, you know, aerial seeding of a crop. What kind of crops do you do that? What kind of crops do you drop the seed out of an airplane on the ground?
Well, through Lauren, he does a lot of cover crop blends for us and other customers. But there's a lot of winter ryes and triticales, radishes, turnips, hairy vetches, peas also that in a blend. And a lot of times these come from the NRCS office as a recommended blend for the for the customer also. And a lot of times we fly it on and stand in tasseled corn.
Mm-hmm.
And that works good because they can run the pivot around to, ideally they like to run the pivot around once to wash the seed out of the crotches of the leaves, and the second one is to get enough moisture to germinate the seed when it's on the ground.
Now, we sell a lot of reclamation blends too for wildflowers and stuff, wildfires that have taken out grasslands and sometimes forest lands, and we know that a lot of those are aerial applications. Over time, do you get into that
you know,
sort of thing?
Yeah. I think they have done a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I know at one time the government kind of ran out of funding for reclamation.
Right.
The reason I know that, I was working for a guy out of Mesa, Arizona that was doing that. He was reclaiming with helicopters.
Right.
They was putting out straw on these big burn areas and seeding and things like that.
Providing a mulch, and then we have, you know, some mulch products that are
that's kind of a special, specialized deal there. I mean,
Yeah, they're granular.
Yeah.
They work really well for that.
But I know we I know they have done some of that in the past.
And, interesting. So how about seed size differences? You know, we talk about seeders all the time. You got a box for a larger seed or a box for a smaller seed, and sometimes you don't want to put the large seed with a smaller seed in a blend because of the way that it comes out.
You know, and the way we calibrate is on our dump gate on that airplane. Mm-hmm. Like I say, we'll put seed in there, we'll dump it for 5 seconds and close it, and then we'll weigh that seed for our calibration.
Right.
In 5 seconds, we have covered an acre of ground seeding.
Okay.
And that's the way we can get our application to where we want it.
So when I make up that blend for you for 16 pounds per acre, and that's kind of how we do it, then you know in that 5 seconds, that better be right at 16 pounds or you're going to overseed or underseed.
Exactly. You know, and you sure don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
Another crop we done last year, we done some teff grass. Teff grass seed size is about a third of the size of an alfalfa seed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we wound up putting golf balls in the hopper to slow the seed down.
Oh,
and
really?
That's where we get the application to work for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we do have a few Indian tricks.
Right. Yeah. I know we sell corn grit for that very purpose, to kind of bulk up the seed so that it doesn't come out as dense as you, so dense that you wouldn't want it. Cool stuff. So I want to just plug in here. We have our website, which is avseeds.com. You can go on there, click on the Growing Together icon. You can check out past episodes of Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. And, you know, we've got Rosemary is our new person up in the Denver office who's kind of managing the website for us. And I got to tell you, she is doing a terrific job and kind of bringing that thing up to the current times. It's been fantastic. So check that out. Go on there. Listen to those past episodes on avseeds.com.
avseeds.com. You check it out right there. Our trivia question coming up here in just a moment. We'll get to that here on Growing Together. So stick around. Is it trivia? I don't know. Is something that we talked about here a few minutes ago trivia?
I
guess as long as they were paying attention or something like that.
That's just my old friend from Boston used to say, pay contention because there's going to be a quiz later.
There's going to be a quiz coming up. That's right.
Contention.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Arkansas Valley Seeds, Bear and Rocky Ford, of course, you know, we were talking about ground cover. You guys really specialize in that.
Right.
And, you know, people might think only your pasture grass and things. You are big on the turf, big on the lawn seed as well,
that's
aren't
true.
You?
That's true.
And this, like I said, this is the time of year. It really is. You bet. Yeah. Even though we got a little snow on the ground, we're going to be thinking, I just cut my grass this past weekend, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, fired up the mower for the first time of the year. So.
I don't think that little bit of snow is going to hurt anything.
No, it's not going to hurt anything at all.
Along, if anything.
Yeah. If folks are interested, they need to come see you if they want any kind of an improvement on their lawns, that type of thing. You can help them out. You can recommend all kinds of different things from seed to fertilizer, soil test, the whole bit there at Arkansas Valley Seeds.
And the most vital thing is a soil test. Boy, if you do that, then we've got all the information that we need to really give you some good advice. And that's whether you're an ag professional planting 100 acres or you just got a little lawn in the front. You do that soil test, give us those results, and boy, we can really help you get to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And I know you also have your wildflower mix.
Right.
You doing much with that here this year?
You know, I think we're seeing a big uptick in that. We're seeing it's gaining in popularity.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our new mixes is Wildflowers for Wild Birds.
It's okay, kind of all right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that provides a habitat for birds rather than just going and buying, you know, the bird seeds for them just to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You plant this, and then there's a habitat for those wild birds.
Okay.
To eat off of, too. And, mm-hmm. and that's really getting some traction.
All right, very good. Check that out at Arkansas Valley Seeds and Rocky Ford, arkvalleyseeds.com. You can find past episodes of our program here, Growing Together, or, you know, check out all their inventory there, too.
That's right.
And if they just want to give you a call on the telephone,
please call me, 719-254-7469.
7469.
We'd love
all
to hear
right.
from you and answer any questions you have.
This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400, KBLJ, AM 920, KLMR. Brought to you, of course, by Arkansas Valley Seeds and by Golden Plains Insurance. We always try to give something away here on the show. We want to do that right now.
You bet.
And we're looking at either a
3-pound bag, one of our turf grass blends, which we have several to choose from, and
right.
we'll help you pick the right
And that's
blend.
A lot of grass seed when you get
it
down
is.
To it.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Yeah, that covers 1,000 square feet.
Yep, okay.
You bet it does. And then we've got 8 different varieties of wildflower seed mixes, including that wildflowers for wild birds. We've got pollinator mixes.
Nice.
1/2 pound of that for you.
Okay, yeah. You can take your pick if you know the answer to our question. And Ed mentioned it here a little while ago.
Yeah.
These things are not skyriders, if you will, but they do leave a trail of smoke. That doesn't mean the engine's burning up or anything like that. What is the purpose of that trail of smoke that a crop duster might be making? Give us a call, 384-2345. First person to answer that question correctly. We gave you the answer a while ago. I hope you were paying attention.
Yeah.
384-2345. You'll get your choice right there of the grass seed or that wildflower mix. Yep. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KVLJ, AM 920 KLMR. We are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Gracie Palmer. When you need to protect your investments, stop by and see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Wallace, Springfield, and Lamar. Whether those investments are your crops, farms, automobiles, or homes, Golden Plains Insurance is here for you, and they are dedicated to being your advocate, not just your insurance agent. Give my dad, Nick, and his staff a call today at 336-8292 and feel truly protected. Once again, give my dad a call at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
This is Cindy Arnett. I'm with the Arkansas Valley Resource Center. Every year, millions of Americans are affected by crime. This April 18th through 24th is National Crime Victims' Rights Week. It's a time to celebrate progress, raise awareness of victims' rights and services, and stand with those whose lives have been forever altered by crime. Call Arkansas Valley Resource Center at 719-384-7764, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to learn how you or someone you know can get the help they need.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, most farms in southeast Colorado received around 1/10 of an inch or less of moisture in snow and light rain on Monday and Monday night as the storm moved through the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. Look for a drier pattern to prevail today as the system progresses into eastern Oklahoma. But temperatures today will be about 20 to 25 degrees below normal, with a hard freeze tonight in the mid-20s. Weaker disturbances may produce light rain Wednesday night and Thursday, and again Friday night with amounts under 1/10 of an inch. A warming trend will get underway tomorrow, and by the weekend, temperatures should be back to near normal, and then 10 to 15 degrees above normal for early next week. Then another chance for rain arrives Tuesday night, so the drought conditions should be eased slightly, but the longer-term situation into early and mid-May is still drier than normal. Average 4-inch soil temperatures are in the mid and upper 40s and should gradually warm into the mid and upper 50s by early next week, and this should enable corn to germinate. Crop water use for winter wheat and alfalfa during the next 7 days will average between 1.25 and 1.5 inches, and this is close to normal for late April. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Back on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400, KBLJ, AM 920, KLMR. Larry Siegfried. That's right. Larry's our winner. And of course, via crop dusters, use that trail of smoke to check wind drift to make sure they know where whatever they're putting down is going to go. So
where they put it.
Larry was paying attention. He's got it. So he'll get to choose between the grass seed, the wildflower seed from Arkansas Valley Seeds. Larry, Lauren will be getting in touch with you here very soon. Mm-hmm. Except you're going to Amarillo.
That's right.
You're going down to...
Taking off as soon as we're done here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You will be back next week.
I'll be back next
week.
Yes,
okay. You will be back next week.
That's a hard and fast job requirement.
There you go. Little bit of traveling right there. Ed Idler in with us, of course, from Air Care Incorporated. You are based out of Prowers County, but I mean, you work all over southeastern Colorado. I'm sure the Oklahoma Panhandle, also western Kansas as well.
Mm-hmm. You said Illinois too, right?
Yeah, we have corn runs in Illinois, bean run in Minnesota.
Wow.
And depending on the runs, we'll put a couple pilots on the road.
Okay.
And they go out and help. And
have plane, will travel. Yeah.
Live with a little pack of one set of clothes, and I not see them for 3 weeks or a month.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Now, if I wanted to check it out and just look at how you guys do things, is that something you'd let me do?
You bet. I'd welcome anybody that'd want to see the operation to come out. I'd be more than happy to show you what we do. We've got a heck of a facility out there at airplanes, and the way we load our chemical and everything like that.
Now, where are you based at, out of the
We're north of Lamar, about 8 miles.
Do you have your own airport? Is that what you have, your own facility?
We're flying off our own strip.
Oh, okay.
North of Lamar. So.
Now, if I paid a few dollars more, would I get to take a ride?
Well, I bet I could work on that for you.
Yeah, I think I would enjoy that very much. Either that or be terrified to death. I don't know.
I don't know if they're two-seaters or not. I don't know. So.
It's always good for the younger kids to come see.
I'd get them interested in aviation and
agriculture. Something they definitely need to know.
So do you do any like community outreach type things that way? Or?
We do a lot of community outreach stuff, but not just that way.
Yeah.
The Tynes family, we do a lot. We really do.
That's really great. So if I wanted to set something up and come and see you, how do I get a hold of you?
My personal number is 719-688-8250.
Yeah.
The office number for Air Care is 719-336-5718.
Yeah.
Our email address is aircareinc.lamar@gmail.com.
That's not too hard to remember.
aircareinc.lamar@gmail.com.
You could contact me at my email. It's fast_Eddie with 3 D's @yahoo.com. And we would be more than happy to accommodate anybody.
All right,
that's
very
terrific.
Good.
That's terrific.
So, how many planes do you have in your operation?
They're flying 11 turbines right now.
Wow. All out of your facility there, is that spread around?
We're structured. We got some partnership planes and things like that. But, we've 11 total.
Got access to that total. Wow.
Really cool.
All right. Very good. Anything we haven't touched on that you wanted to... mention about what you guys do? This is a very unique aspect of the agricultural industry.
It is, and I'm sure a lot of people have got questions, and there again, I'd be more than happy to invite you out and walk you through and answer any questions you might possibly have.
Sure. Yeah, I know there. I'm glad that you covered the idea or the topic of using the smoke stream so that your pilots know exactly where that product is going to land, because I know it's on the top of the mind of everybody. That, you hear horror stories about maybe sometimes that would be
something that drifted into the wrong property and it caused some irreparable damage.
We definitely have got to be on target with all our chemicals. So, and that's the way we do it.
Yeah, so that's really great that you take that extra step to make sure that your product is going right where it needs to be and it's not going to drift where it doesn't need to be. Okay. I'm sure that answers a lot of questions for a lot of people right there.
I know a lot of people who wonder about that. Yeah. They really do.
Sure. You know, and there's a lot of pesticide-sensitive people, too. And actually, through the Department of Ag, we get a listing of the chemical-sensitive people, too. We review.
All right.
We don't want to cause any troubles
Indeed.
Is somebody out there that's sensitive. So
You know, that's Lance Armstrong that lives over on 54th Road has got a sensitivity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's just safety issues. You know,
That's great that information's available to you. That's cool. I mean, it must be a lot of work to maintain that database.
Oh yeah.
All right. Thank you. Ed Idler with Air Care Incorporated. Again, you can contact them. They'll give tours of their facility, aircareinc.lamar@gmail.com, or just ring them up there, 719-336-5718. They're a strip located up there north of Lamar in Prowers County. And again, thanks to Larry Siegfried. Larry, our winner today. Guessing what that smoke trail is for? That is so they can tell what they're going to drop, where it's going to go. They check the wind drift with
really
that.
Really appreciate you tuning in today, Larry.
Yes, indeed. We'll be right back to wrap things up. Lauren will get us set up for next week's show and tell you what he's got going on over there at Arkansas Valley Seeds in Rocky Ford. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Ark Valley Seeds. We'll be right back here on AM 920 KLMR and AM 1400 KBLJ.
Hi, this is Gracie Palmer. When you need to protect your investments, stop by and see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Walsh, Springfield, and Lamar. Whether those investments are your crops, farms, automobiles, or homes, Golden Plains Insurance is here for you and they are dedicated to being your advocate, not just your insurance agent. Give my dad, Nick, and his staff a call today at 336-8292 and feel truly protected. Once again, give my dad a call at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Uh-oh, look out, look out. We got Marty in here, and Marty's accosting Ed.
Yes, indeed.
I'd say, Marty, you two know each other a little bit, don't you? Yes, of course, Marty from Wake Up to Marty's Party on Big Country.
Yes, I've known this guy forever. Ever and a day. Mm-hmm. But we're not that old.
Oh, you're not that old?
No.
Okay, just forever. Just forever.
Hey, did you tell them that they need to go to Arkansas Valley Seeds and make sure they register?
That's right.
Their guess
That's
for
right.
the state bank.
Mm-hmm.
92.1 pounds of cash.
That's where that cube's at. A cube full of money
a
is sitting down there.
A cube full of cash.
And all you have to do is guess how much money that 92.1 pounds of cash
and
is.
And a little birdie told me, and this is the first time it's going to be put on air.
What?
That it could be anywhere between
$500
and $2,500.
Oh, really?
Yep. Okay.
So wow.
At least 500 in
Yep.
there.
I thought she was going to be talking weight right here, because that's what you want to guess, is how much that weighs.
No, you're wanting to guess the amount of cash, because it weighs 92.1
pounds. Oh, that's right. Duh.
So you want to guess the amount of cash. You know,
there's
so
more
you can
than
go
a,
in there and guess.
There's more than a buck 298.
Yeah, you know, you can guess 222.22 or something like that, you know.
Okay, so get into Ark Valley Seeds, Arkansas Valley Seeds, there in Rocky Ford. That's where that is at right now.
For a week.
It'll be there for a week. 92
and
pounds
you can
of cash.
Enter once a day.
Yep, with a Big Country 92.1 FM, our sister station. Thank you, Marty. Yeah,
of course, that's 98 South 12th Street. There
yes, indeed.
Rocky Ford. Come by and
that's where
and
you find
to win
it.
That. We also have a cooler to give away.
Oh, got that Yeti cooler through the Coffee Break Project. Yeah. All right, real quick, what do you have coming up next week, Lauren?
All right, next week, Elaine McIntyre from the Lahana Trading Company is going to be in here, and That is an amazing family, a multi-generation family that has ran that business since I think the earth was still warm.
Pretty much. As a matter of fact, I think they sold the dirt or the paint. They sold the paint that the dirt was painted with. You know, when they painted the dirt brown, I think La Junta Trading Company sold that paint.
What a fantastic family and a great story, and we're going to look forward to that, and we're happy to have them in the Arkansas Valley Seeds family to move our turf grasses and wildflowers that are available right there.
Glad to have them here next week. We'll look forward to having Elaine in studio. That'll do it today for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Thanks to Ed Idler from AirCare. Lauren, we'll catch you next week. Have a nice trip down there to Texas. I know you're on the way. And of course, coming up next on KLMR and KBLJ, it'll be our new news reports. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.